Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Trez Paylor, Yahoo Sports, our 610 Sports Radio NFL Insider, dropped by the show yesterday. And speaking of the defense, can the Chiefs win the Super Bowl with this one?
As it plays right now, no. The way they're playing right now, like, look, listen, I spend time on my Snapchat, Therese underscore Paylor, and I'm on the board, and I'm watching the tape, the 22, look, run defense still matters, guys. Like, in January, the game is played more like 2012 than 2020, you know what I mean? Like, they're going to line up because it's cold, and they're going to try to run the football on you. And if you can't stop them, that's a way they can control the game. That puts a lot of pressure on your offense. It's like in baseball when a team, like the Royals' psycho bullpen, the crazy good bullpen they had. Mm-hmm. Like when you can run the football, that's what that's like. Because you know, every time you really need something, they got this giant weapon that's going to make it tough for you to get what you need. And it puts pressure. You know what it does? It puts pressure on you, just like teams felt pressure to score in the first six innings. It puts pressure on the Chiefs' offense to be perfect. So it matters, okay? So, yeah, like, they better get better. The run fits, the gap discipline, the physicality, the missed tackles, all of it is off. They got to get it together.
All of it. Terrence Baylor of Yahoo Sports. Echoing Steve Spagnuolo, I guess.
Check out that Snapchat of his, by the way.
I think so, too, right?
Terrence is everywhere. My goodness.
He has to be.
He is just everywhere. Always on the go. He's probably watching some All-22 at this hour. But he basically said all of it too. I just feel like you could get away with it last year because there still were some question marks. Like they were very close to winning or to getting to a Super Bowl last year,
sure,
right?
Yeah.
With a defense that definitely had its flaws.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't feel like you can get away with that 2 years in a row.
Right.
Right. It was exposed in that manner last year and it definitely needed the overseason overhaul in which they did. Now can you get away with it a second time? Like, just because you got to the cusp of it last year with that, doesn't to me scream, well, they can just do it again because it happened once before.
No, it's hard to get back. I mean, that's why the New England Patriots are such an anomaly in professional sports, because getting to that championship round is extremely, extremely hard. That's why when the Royals got back to the World Series in 2015, that was an anomaly. That's not supposed to happen in baseball, right? You're not supposed to get back in back-to-back years like that, especially in a market like Kansas City. And in the NFL, it's the same thing. You get on the cusp and you're close to, you know, tasting that sweet nectar of the gods. You got to capitalize, man. You got to chug that stuff, man. You got to slam that nectar, right? And
wait, what's the nectar?
The sweet nectar of the gods.
Is that the championship? Nectar?
It's like that. It's like that peach nectar drink that you used to buy in the vending machine, or maybe it was apricot nectar. You know, there's
Uzas,
pear nectar. I don't know. There's a nectar.
I think you're talking about
nasty
Snapples.
Nectar.
No, not nasty nectar. But there was a good nectar.
Wasn't the guy in Half Baked?
No, he was in Baltimore. But when you get that close, you can't just, like, you know, take a sip and be like, okay, we're here. We'll finish it off next time.
You got to get all the nectar.
You do. You have to drink it all. You got to capitalize. You got to kick that door in. You can't take it for granted.
You don't want to share the nectar?
No, God, no. The Patriots haven't for the last 20 years. Why should anybody else, right? So you've got this chance last year to kick that door in. You didn't do it. So we all left Arrowhead Stadium that way going, all right, they're going to revamp this defense. Things are going to get better, and we expect to be here now. Anything short of a Super Bowl is a disappointment, and I still think that is the goal this year. If they don't make the Super Bowl this year, it will be a failed season. And if they don't make the Super Bowl this year because this defense can continue to play as poorly as it has, then it really will be a failed season, and we'll know that it wasn't Bob Sutton's fault. It's more about the personnel than the defensive coordinator. And
well, we should have tabbed it nectar or nothing.
Nectar or nothing. Could be. It could be the nectar
Super Bowl
or nothing,
or bust.
Right? Yeah, got to
have
it.
Nectar or nothing.
It's nectar or nothing right now.
Trav.
For this team. And I think when you have a defense right now that can't rush the passer and can't stop the run, you have a very hard time doing anything successfully on that side of the ball. And really, when you only have one player in Tyrann Mathieu out there that is a playmaker, that really, really changes things up. And at least last year, you know, maybe you didn't stop the run so well, but you were getting after the quarterback. And that's why I think the addition of Frank Clark has been looked at by so many fans as a disappointment because, well, at least D Ford got to the quarterback last year. He may not have been able to stop the run, but damn, he got to the quarterback. He made plays. He got out there and did his job and sacked that quarterback on third down and came up with some big time plays. Frank Clark hasn't done that yet, and he hasn't stopped the run. And I think that's why I think a lot of fans have angst right now with Frank Clark. But Ray Charles and all the blind folks out there can see this defense right now is worse than the defense that left the field in January against the New England Patriots. It is not a better defense right now. It is not better coached, and the players aren't playing better than what we saw in January when the Chiefs ended up losing to the New England Patriots in the AFC Championship game. And that's the concerning part right now. There's plenty of time to get better. It was only one game, but that one game showed us a lot of warts and a lot of weaknesses that this defense has. And if they want to get to the Super Bowl, there's ample time to go out there and fix them. And I'm going to trust that Andy Reid and his staff will get this thing fixed and they will find ways to start stopping the run, but they have to go out there and show it. And right now, gun to my head, is this a Super Bowl defense? No, and it's not a better defense than it was a season ago, and I want it to be a better defense than it was a season ago. I thought it would be a better defense than it was a season ago. I liked all the moves that they made in the offseason, but right now, through five games, they haven't panned out. It is crunch time right now.
Well, and it's tough to sit back and go, just get better. And that's kind of where you're at right now.
It's hard to get better with injuries, too,
though. And the injuries, I think, are going to be the biggest detriment to being able to show whether or not you're better. I mean, if Xavier Williams is done for the year,
right,
or if they can bring him back, but it would be way late, right? We're heading into week six.
Yeah. So 8 weeks, if you can bring him back, that's Patriots week.
Patriots week?
Yeah.
Really? Chris Jones, if he was tweeting yesterday from Philly.
Yeah, Instagramming.
Or Instagramming from Philly.
Yeah.
From Philly, well, that's where that doctor is that fixes stuff.
Right.
That's a 4 to 6 week time frame. How the heck are you supposed to get better against the run with two primary pieces out of that front group? How are you going to magically do that? How is this team going to be able to showcase that it's better against the run other than just stepping up and being better? That's the frustrating part, because we all want to see tangible proof that they can do it. I would just say, other than just closing your eyes and hoping they get better, how do you see it getting better at this stage?
Right.
I don't.
You don't. That's the concerning part right now, and especially when the defensive coordinators ask what's wrong with the run defense.
It's everything.
That's not what you want to hear. You want to hear right now, hey, we're not that far away, we're close, and maybe you believe
they just
it,
have to get back
don't.
To basics. When you have to get back to basics, that's trouble.
That is trouble. I hate that term. Well, we just got to get back to basics.
Which is true, though. I mean, you look at these guys, you're like, okay, trust one another, run to gaps, tackle,
yeah,
know your role, all those things are so basic, but that is exactly what they need to do.
But sometimes you don't have the talent to get back to basics.
But it's frustrating to see that, because you're like, I understand there's a lot of games remaining in the schedule. I just have a hard time seeing, other than maybe being better at the basics, how they're gonna do this thing.
Right.
And Hitchens, who knows? I mean,
who?
He's supposedly a guy that can help against the run. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I have a hard
really?
Time.
Really? He's played all year.
I have a hard time. I know.
How's he
I'm
help?
Just saying that the reps of these of these players, I don't.
Amazon told a better story of Anthony Hitchens than anybody else has.
Go back and watch that one. I don't see it. I don't see how this run defense is gonna be better.
I don't either.
I know. I wish I had confidence to go, well, just stay the course. I don't see the pieces. I see lack of pieces now. That's a problem. And you're not going to be able to significantly add pieces to make it all better magically, right, in the confines of the season.
And even if you
season.
Add a player in, it doesn't magically make it better either, guys. I mean, we always talk about trade. Oh, let's go out and make a trade. But in the NFL, it's hard to bring guys in and have them fit into your system right away. It's not like baseball where you can just kind of go out there and still do your thing. In the NFL, you got to fit into a scheme. You got to follow the direction of the coach on every single play. It's all about the team. And if you don't fit in and don't understand what's going on, it's hard.
I mean, I don't disagree with that, Bob. But I think that through 5 weeks now, you can take a look at this defense and say, yeah, we're lacking talent at some spots. Now, I think execution is a big factor of it as well. But you're lacking talent in some key areas. And if you think that this is one of those years where, yeah, you look around the field and you say it's going to be us and the Patriots and then, you know, everybody else, like, let's make a run for it. It'd be more advantageous for you to bring somebody in. You're right. Like, it does take some time.
Oh, I'm not saying you don't try, but I'm saying I think if the Chiefs make a trade, the expectation is that guy's going to come in and be a Pro Bowler and change the face of the defense.
And I don't think it needs to be that way, but I think I would rather see it sooner rather than later is where I'm going with that. Like, and you're right. It does take some time. There's a learning curve to it, but by all means, if you can say that now and you've identified that now, let's not wait around until right before the deadline and say, oh, well, you know, now we don't have as much time as we once did to be able to get somebody acclimated to what we want to do.
Yeah. So
I don't think they're going to be able to do it. I mean, I think this group is who it is, unless you're going to find a street free agent or
but
two.
Those guys suck.
Those guys aren't any good and they're not on a team for a reason. I don't think they're going to be able to make a move to significantly help this defense during this particular season. That's another offseason task list for this team.
I think so too. They're going to have to revamp basically all their linebackers in the offseason.
It's doing some things to again, accommodate what you can't do.
Right.
And accentuate what you can. Well, and this offense needs to pick it up. That's to me the biggest growth area for this team is essentially not on defense. I don't know that there's a huge gap of what you can hit ceiling wise on defense. There is an offense.
Mm-hmm.
I score more points.
Yeah.
I hate to throw it back on you offense, but that's what it is. Make teams come and catch you. You haven't been doing that this year and you have to get back to that. That's your best chance.
It is. It's still your best chance to win.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.